Well, all right then. This is Solomon, and I'm talking like an English person, not a very high-class English person. You know what I mean? Well, of course I could talk in a more posher accent, but the English invented the poshness, didn't it? It was really a class distinction, actually, wasn't it? Because in England, if you talk like this, you just had money. That was it. They tried to pretend it was breeding, and they were just better than you. But take all their money away, what have you left with? Or how about using the voice that I just was, I guess, born with? Or it turned out that way. Anyway, look, here's a school in the UK. It's in Bournemouth, actually. And a teacher was, I guess, teaching a class of the 10 to 11-year-olds. And of course, because it's near Christmas, they were making Christmas cards. Now, how it ever came about, almost, I guess, it seems like it was planned, this teacher told the whole class that Santa Claus isn't real. So before I even found out or read the story, I knew that the teacher would have been a femon. And it was. Because they're the only type of people who like to be mean and feel they have the right to tell children that Father Christmas doesn't exist. It seems to me that a lot of femon teachers are just basically activists, pushing some kind of ideology. I guess a lot of these children asked their parents if it was true, and I guess the school got a lot of complaints. Then the school sent out a letter apologising profusely, then said that that teacher will no longer work there. And that probably came from a femon too, because femons generally control the educational system. But this teacher works for an agency, so that won't stop her working at some other school somewhere. I mean, basically, she's tried to spoil these children's Christmas. And of course, some of you people may say, well, 10, 11 years old's a bit old, isn't it? Now, I don't know what age I was, but I remember believing. But as a young child, you couldn't beat that magical feeling of Christmas. And what gives this teacher the right to destroy that? Because you can bet your bottom dollar the agency will hire out again, because they make money from her. But what sort of person really gets enjoyment out of telling people that Santa Claus isn't real? I myself is still making a list and sending it to Father Christmas. And of course, it's amazing how he can get round all the whole world, just one person. But I know he has helpers, doesn't he? And if he doesn't exist, who eats the cookies and drinks the milk, eh? Yeah, ever think of that? You take it easy, fellas.